We have been reading this Advent season some of the Messianic Psalms, and today we come to Psalm 22, which is the Psalm, the Messianic Psalm most frequently quoted in the New Testament, particularly with respect to Jesus' death on the cross. In fact, Jesus himself quotes from this psalm twice, beginning in verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? And there, as I read the psalm, there'll be a lot of things that are said. Well, that's talking about Jesus on the cross. They've pierced my hands and my feet. They're casting lots for my clothing and whatnot. Now, the psalm was composed by David in a trial that he was going through. And this is how the Old Testament works. There's a situation. It might have been the rebellion of Absalom. There could have been other times when David is in desperation. People are mocking him. And, of course, that's the way they mock Jesus. And what happens is, as David reflects on his situation, the Holy Spirit is going to lift it up and going to be talking about the greater and truer event, the atoning death of our Lord Jesus. I think it's very important. We move forward from Christmas, and Jesus moved forward from his birth to do what? To offer himself on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. And Psalm 22 is the psalm of all psalms that reflects and even explores the emotional and spiritual experience of Jesus. The wonderful thing is it ends in triumph. Psalm 22 will talk about what is he's accomplishing by his atoning death. I mentioned Jesus quotes from this psalm twice. I believe the first is the first verse, the second is the last verse, where he says, you remember Jesus in John 19:30, it is finished, he said. And I think that's a reflection of the last words of Psalm 22, that he has done it. Well, this is the great reflection on the reason for which the Son of God was born. Listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Psalm 22. To the choir master, according to the Doe of the Dawn, a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me. For trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death. For dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers surrounds me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. Oh, you, my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword. My precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, and he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. May God be praised through the reading and hearing of his holy word. Amen.